Imagine not having to fill up your gas tank regularly and the money you'd save. Imagine having a car that's electric. Students from Cabot High School are spending their after-school time working on an electric car that will compete in the annual electric vehicle rally on April the 19th. The car, which is about 6 feet long, came as a kit and is being assembled by engineering students. Jacob Alexander, a junior, says the world will be greener if more people drove electric cars.
It's a whole lot more efficient than a gas car, because most of the cars, like these days, they take the nitro gas with a lot of oxygen in it, and this is a whole lot easier. It runs probably 5 to 6 hours, and all you do is recharge it. It's not really anything like big. If you had the technology, it'd be a whole lot better for like the ozone and stuff, the global warming.
The car doesn't make any noise except the sound of tires on the road. It uses lead acid batteries like those in boats. The batteries are 12 volt and add 40 pounds to the car. The car can only reach 30 miles per hour, so it could only be used for short in-town trips. Senior Jonathan Nigus says it has a couple hours of driving time, but needs 5 hours to recharge.
I think we have the technology, but it's just too expensive to be mainstreamed, and this car is trying to bring that down. But even with this, it's such a long recharge time for such a little thing. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it is promising, and I expect to have electric cars on the road within 20 years.
Linda Powell, a pre-engineering teacher, has brought her students to compete in the electric vehicle rally for several years. She says it's a great learning experience, and it's also very enjoyable. Cars compete in acceleration, autocross, and endurance events. There will also be a troubleshooting contest for students to show their problem-solving skills and a quiz bowl contest.
This is an application of math, physics, the engineering that they've learned, but it's also an opportunity for them to practice speaking to adults, to participate in a team. The lessons that they learn from this touch so many different aspects of things that they're going to need to do and encounter in their adult life.
Cabot High School won second place in troubleshooting and in the quiz bowl last year, which brought them to third place in the overall competition. Powell is proud of her team, whose members put in lots of time and hard work.
I lose the ones who think that it's just about getting out and driving the go-kart around. It's the ones that really understand and see the value in the car, the ones that stay with the program.
Some electric cars, such as the Toyota Prius and Chevy Volt, are slowly getting more popular. Powell says one of her concerns about electric cars is the proper disposal of car batteries, which, if thrown in trash, could have negative consequences on the environment. As Cabot High School students gear up for the rally, senior Aaron Morris says he hopes other people will be inspired to follow their dreams.
A lot of people have good ideas. It's just getting them out of their head and into the real world. And being an engineer, that's one of the great things about it, is that you could have an idea that no one else does, and you have the chance to make it come to life.
Jonathan Nigus says he's proud to be part of the competition and to be an engineering student.
It's a lot of fun, and anybody that wants to try it needs to anyone who's even thinking about engineering needs to go out and get their feet wet in it and try it out, because it is a great career. It's a lot of fun, and it's one of those jobs where it's not, oh, I have to go to work. It's, yay, I get to go to work.
You can see photos of Cabot High School's electric car at KUAR.org. Keisha Nanda, KUAR News.